What's up? What's up? What's up? Welcome to another episode of Ghost Ninja Raccoon. This is a horror movie recap podcast recorded at an undetermined period of time and released at my fucking leisure. It's a horror movie recap podcast where I, CG, tell you the story of a horror movie that I watched in 30 minutes or less because I like telling motherfucking stories. And a lot of people don't like horror movies, but they don't mind listening to somebody tell them about it because apparently you don't have to watch the killing and you don't have to get bogged down by dumb bitches falling like whatever. So I'm gonna tell you about a movie I watched and hopefully you'll like it and then listen to the next one. And if you don't, then don't. So this week or whatever time period this is going to be released in, I'm telling you about a movie called Some Guy Who Kills People. Now, I picked this because the title is dope as fuck. Some Guy Who Kills People is straight, it's to the point, and that's what I'm about. I hate shit that's all complicated or whatever, although Sharkansas Women Prison Massacre was pretty on the nose. So anyway, this movie was released in 2011. It is 1 hour and 37 minutes. It's rated R. It's got 4.5 stars on Amazon Prime out of 261 reviews. So that's actually really, really good. Another reason why I picked this. And a 6.3 out of 10 on IMDb. So this movie, like, actually might be good, like, for real, for real. So I'm excited about it. Some of the movies I've been watching lately have been trash, but this one, I got high hopes. So here is the synopsis. That's my official throat clearing voice for announcement time. So let me do it again. Ken Boyd, a lonely man fresh out of the loony bin, sets out to kill those he deems responsible for his miserable life. That's it. He fucked up. He crazy. He been in the institution. He get out. He mad. He fucked people up. I mean, that's the kind of shit that I'm about. It's got a couple people in it that I know. Barry Bostwick and Karen Black from such fame as Trilogy of Terror, which is my motherfucking jam. I should do that. I have never done a anthology series. Maybe I'll do an anthology series for my next one. We'll see. But anyway, so it got them people in it. Barry Bostwick been in a whole bunch of shit, but I can't think of none right now, and I ain't looking it up, so whatever. So I'm about to watch Some Guy Who Kills People. I'm very excited for him to just, I'm imagining he gonna kill his mom. He probably gonna kill his dad. It's probably gonna be like some, if both his parents is alive, but at least one parent got to die. He definitely got to kill some teachers and like maybe somebody he used to work with, maybe some old bitch he used to fuck, but people going down. I am very excited about this movie, as I already said. So I'm gonna go hard in with a pre Ninja Star rating of 4 stars. I can't even remember the last time I started out something with 4 stars. It might have been Bloody Birthday because it was my birthday and it had evil kids in it. And I like my birthday and evil kids. Not evil kids directed at me, but evil kids on screen. So I'm going hard in with 4 Ninja Stars on Some Guy Who Kills People. I'll be back in a few moments after we get about 10 or 15 minutes into this movie and see what the fuck is going on. See if I have any inkling on who the characters are. Since he's killing people who made his life miserable, I'm assuming it's going to start out with him getting out of the home and we might meet the people he going to kill along the way. But whatever the case, I'll be back in the GIF to give you the synopsis on what I know thus far. Be back. Okay, I'm back. So we start out with Boyd/the killer having a nightmare about a time when he was bullied pre-institution, and this group of guys got him tied up in a shack in the woods and they pour gasoline on him. One of them pours gasoline on him, bully one. Spoiler alert, he get killed first. And then bully two, who we gonna call sucker because he eating a fucking sucker. And bully two, like, they hold him and he like cut his face or whatever. So that's later. So he wake up, he late for work. He work at the mall shop. The mall shop owner is like, yo, quit fucking being late. And then his mall shop coworker is like, yo, dog, he mad, like, quit being fucking late. But mall shop coworker is like, cool. Like, he don't seem like he has any animosity towards him. We also meet his mom, who is a bitch. Karen Black is a mom, and she just like full of like sarcastic jokes and comments. And it seems like it could be just from years of Boyd/killer, like, not fucking with this bitch. But she's always got jokes about him not talking to her, not being open, being all elusive and closed off. And it's like, I'm sure it's from years of her feeling rejected by him. But at the same time, it's just compounding his feeling, you know, criticized and people attacking him his whole life. So it's really not helping. And this bitch is definitely going to get killed at some point. So he, you know, this bitch got mad jokes. He don't like it. When he gets to, while he's at work, this shop owner is like, yo, I need you to go work a birthday party. The birthday party happens to be for bully number one. So when you work the birthday party, you got to wear this shitty ass ice cream outfit, which is like a cone that your legs stick out of. And then the top part, which is supposed to be the ice cream. And his flavor is mint chocolate chip. And it's dirty as fuck. It looks terrible. So when he at the party, he meet a little chick at the party. Like, they make the jokes and shit. And then bully one come over, start talking shit to him. So, of course, that immediately makes him go on a flashback. And then, after the party over, killer kill motherfucking bully one with an axe through the head. So, the police find him. They make some jokes. Yada, yada, yada. They get to the police station the next day. His wife come, bully one's wife. And she's like, I don't know if anybody hated him, but he do got a lot of bitches on the side. The sheriff like, he got bitches on the side? Because the bully one is not attractive. He a little plus-size fella, but he don't even have a cute face. So the sheriff is shocked as shit that he had bitches. And the wife is like, quiet as is kept. Whilst I did not kill him, I am not fucking mad that he's dead. She do not give any fucks. So the next day, mall shop owner is like, yo, killer, you got to go work sidewalk to tell. So he outside. He passing out coupons and shit. One of the bullies come. I don't know which one it is. Knock all his coupons down. Then we meet a beautiful young girl. She's like 11 or 12. And she helped him pick his shit up. And she's like, you know, I'm sorry, this dude knocked your shit down. And you welcome or whatever. And she walk away. So he's kind of like, oh, she's nice. Second spoiler alert. This little bitch is his daughter. So her backstory. She lived with her mom. Her mom got this new Jesus-y boyfriend who always like, Bible study. And she used to play basketball. And he like, you can't play basketball because you need to be reading the motherfucking Bible. So she don't like him because he won't let her be herself. And he trying to turn her into Jesus, play cousin, little girl. Her mom and him leave off. And while she in the crib by herself, she inadvertently knocks over her music box, and it's got an inscription on the bottom that says love dad that have been like scraped over or like blacked out or some shit. So when her mom get home, she like, bitch, what the fuck? You said that this music box was from you. You did not tell me it came from my dad. And you also made it seem like my dad just fucking disappeared. So now she's questioning her about her dad. Like, what the fuck? Why didn't you tell me about him? And the mom is like, yo, you know, he was in an institution. So pretty much the dad is my fucking killer. And the mom didn't want to tell her. And now she with Jesus. Another point in the opening, bully sucker come and he throws some trash at killer while he puts some trash in the garbage. So just foreshadowing his eventual death, maybe he gonna stuff a whole bunch of suckers in his mouth. So far in this movie, we got the sheriff, who was Barry Bostwick. We got Deputy Joker. We got his mom, Karen Black, who gonna get fucked up. We got his daughter, who definitely he is not gonna kill. His daughter mama, which this bitch probably gonna die. And his daughter mama boyfriend, the aka Jesus lover, who's probably gonna go down. I don't know if he's gonna kill the malt shop owner because he did give him a job, and he also always be hitting him with these smart comments, but he don't really be dogging him out. But he do be saying shit like, yo, people was like, I should hire you from a crazy institution, but I gave you a chance, so like, quit fucking up. So I don't know if he is mad at the malt shop owner yet or not, but so he on the fence of somebody who might get killed. But as I said in my opening, mama gonna get killed. Some bullies or people who fuck with him gonna get killed. Maybe somebody he co-worked with. Maybe I don't know about the malt shop owner yet. Definitely his ex bitch or her Jesus husband is probably going down. So I will be back. Okay, I'm back. He lures the dude who knocked the flowers out of his hand to the old drive-in, and the dude's car was dope. He playing some like sweet rap music. I guess he kind of like some wannabe gangster, whatever. Killer come out, decapitates him. So he leave. The sheriff come, you know, they investigate. Sheriff got jokes, him and Deputy Joker. They got jokes, yada, yada, yada. So they leave. And then he ends up meeting or having dinner with Killer and his mom. So I think the sheriff is like trying to get with the mom. Oh, he is getting with the mom. Oh, earlier in the movie, he had talked about stopping by the mom's house because she got those eucalyptus oils, which is probably some shit they be using for fucking. So anyway, so he come, he have dinner with him. He telling him all about the crime, which he is not supposed to be doing. And he's like, yo, don't tell nobody. So the press keep calling. He's like, yo, the mayor don't want us to tell nothing. So we can't tell. So the next day, it's the end of the day. Killer at the malt shop cleaning up with his coworker, and they just kind of shooting shit. He telling them about some stuff happened when he was in the loony bin. He called to the loony bin, y'all, not me. Anyway, so his daughter show up. So she like, yo, my mom told me you gave me the music box. She pretty much like, I know you my dad. Like, what's up? So he's like, oh, okay. So she then just goes to his house and like introduce herself to his mom. And she kind of like temporarily move in for like a week. So he get home and he like, what the fuck she doing here? And his mom like, yo, be nice. It's your daughter. Act right. Blah, blah, blah. Now, at this point, his mom, while she is still being sarcastic as fuck, she is hitting him with a little bit of tough love. So she there. She like, I told my mom, you know, you lied about you to me for the past 11 years. So the least she could do is let me stay here for a week. So let's hang out and get to know each other. So he kind of like, okay. So like this next part of the movie is like weird because it turned into almost like this heartfelt reuniting a father and daughter. And he's all weird and awkward, but he, you know, kind of want to get to know her. And she like smart as fuck. And she play basketball and she also cute. And so that's kind of like this part we in. But in the interim, so the first day, you know, he leave. So the next day, the grandma like call like, yo, like this bitch still here. She talking a lot. And she is being cool with the granddaughter and kicking it with her too. But she like, you need to come home. You need to come home. So at that particular time, he was at the house of Sucker and he was getting ready to kill him. So it was funny because he was on the phone with her and she like, you need to come home. He's like, can I just have 10 minutes? Which is probably about all it took. Because then he get out the car. He jump in the car. Sucker was like coming out of his place, like packing some shit in his truck. He get in the truck and then Killer jump in the truck and stab him the fuck up. So also while all of this is going on, Killer has been sending the police, well, the sheriff, notes, you know, with like shit cut out of magazines and stuff, cryptic notes. So he killed him up. Sheriff don't know what the fuck is going on. The mayor comes like, you need to solve these crimes. And the sheriff is like, look, either call in some outside help or take my badge or shut the fuck up, because all you got is me and this group of ragtag idiots. If two of these people can't read, two of the deputies, not Deputy Joker, didn't know what the fuck they was doing. So anyway, the sheriff has dinner with Killer and his mom and a granddaughter. They all kicking it. And did he kill somebody else? He killed those two people in this segment. But really, like, this segment has been him just, like, getting to know his daughter. And I'm, like, building this relationship. And then the girl from the beginning who was kind of being flirty with him at the ice cream party, the first bully that he killed, she show up at the malt shop and she kind of like being all flirty and stuff. And his daughter's like, go get her number. Like, so she kind of like helping him almost like assimilate back into regular life and like quit being crazy and not really being crazy, but you don't have to be so antisocial. So it looks like at this particular point, he's stalking somebody else. I don't know who he about to kill. Now, maybe he's not going to kill his mommy, y'all. I might have been damn wrong on that, but it really felt like he was going to kill her. But now that the daughter there, he may be like, let me just like only kill these people that I need to kill. So we'll see what happens. I'll be back in a minute. Okay. He was not stalking anybody at this time. He actually, Amy was setting up like a practice date because the chick from the beginning, who we gonna call the Brit because she was British, they went on a date. So she set him up. She like, this is what you need to do. Like, ask her questions, blah, blah, blah. So we do find out that the sheriff and her mom is shmangin'. And so, you know, they be having dinners. He be telling them all about the crimes, but whatever. So, let me see. They go on a date. Okay, so they go on a date and he tells her about him having been in a mental institution for a little while. And she was like, pretty much, it's cool. So they kind of keep hanging out like they're having a good time. And then one day the sheriff like randomly finds Killer like outside of the last dude he wanted to kill. Like, he just stalking him. So the sheriff find him and he like drawing the shit. So the sheriff like, oh, what you drawing? And he show him some of his drawings, and he's like, "Dog, you're really good." That reminds me, because your coworker had been trying to like get you a job with some other dude, like drawing flyers or whatever, because he said you was a real good artist, whatever. So, but he did also see the cut up newspapers in his car. So after that, the killer like goes to his daughter's practice, because one of the time. After she got out of practice one time, she was telling him how great she was. So he was like, all right, I'm gonna go check it out. So he go and he see that she's terrible. She can't shoot. And essentially the only reason she's on the team is because they needed eight people, and eight people showed up to the tryout. So that's why she's on. And she also is getting bullied by the other people on the team, which is probably why she's so funny, because she uses that as her defense mechanism. So let me see. I took motherfucking notes. So the brick girlfriend is like, yo, you should buy her a present. He bought her a basketball rim. So they kind of practicing and shooting around in the backyard, and we see that he's good. So at some point during the investigation, the sheriff and the deputy, like the deputy make a comment like, oh, if we have this many more people, we would have enough for a baseball team. And the sheriff's like, shit, maybe they all on the same team. So he get all the yearbooks. He find that all of the dudes that was killed was on a basketball team. And now he's kind of starting to think that maybe killer is the killer, but he don't have the evidence yet. So after they play basketball and had dinner and all that shit, he suck her in and he like, I'm about to go out for the night. So she like, all right, bet, you know, she fake like she go to sleep. Well, he's on his way to kill the last dude of the team, who happens to run a surplus store. And she sneaks out and hides in his car. So he go, he's the dude throat. She sneak in, she see him like standing over the body. He don't see her, and then she run off. Now for all the other murders, he had like did some kind of staging afterwards and set a scene with some clues and notes and what the fuck ever. But he didn't do that because he heard her running off. He didn't know it was her, but he heard her running off. So the next day, the sheriff is kind of like, him and Deputy Joker was kind of getting evidence together, and killer had cut himself at the scene, so he done left some blood and shit. So the daughter starts snooping in his room when everybody's gone, and she finds a basketball picture with like four faces crossed off. So she decide, what the fuck, she pack up all her shit. She go home. So when the mom get home and he get home, she gone. And the mom's like, I told you not to fuck this up. So I don't know. The mom may still get killed because this bitch has been on his nerves. And so the daughter gone. She go home. And then the brick comes over to his crib. Like, they were supposed to go to her game, and they ain't go because he was mad that she left. And he was like, fuck it. You know, I knew I'm not a dad anyway, so I'm not going to go. So Britt shows up at the malt shop because he ended up just going to work. Like, what the fuck? You stood me up. We supposed to go to the game. He's like, yeah, it's not going to work out. So when he leaves to go home, the sheriff pull up behind him, and then he get arrested. So that night on the news is now the story of him being suspected of killing these four people. And of course, they're not saying anything about what happened to him, which may have caused him to go on this killing spree. They're just talking about the four local businessmen who have been killed, and he's in, you know, custody, and he's like the main suspect. So his daughter see the story on the news with her mom, because when she get home, she tell her mom it's not gonna work out, and her mom like, I told you he was a loser. And she like, bitch, like, chill. So she get home, so she see it on the news, and then the Brit also see the story on the news simultaneously. So now we at the end, and I guess he gonna end up probably going to jail. I was kind of hoping that he didn't, because it kind of seemed like he was getting back together, but then, you know, he still had to kill those people. I guess he didn't have to, but he had to. So I'll be back in a minute. Okay, I'm back from the end. So he get arrested. He in jail. The sheriff is like showing him, like, he went through his room. He got all his pictures and shit. He's showing him all of his artwork and stuff. And so what we find out is that when they was in high school, Killer had tried out to be on the basketball team, but he didn't make it, so they made him the mascot. And so he thought, you know, he was kind of like part of the team or whatever. But he also was a great artist, and they started like fucking with him, obviously, and talking shit and bullying him or whatever, because they're like, you ain't part of the team, you the mascot. So he made this comic book about them that he distributed at school when it came out, and it was hilarious, and everybody started laughing at the jocks because of this comic book. So that's why they kidnapped him up to torture him. Well, the coworker at the malt shop was the fifth dude on the team. So I had thought that Killer was the fifth dude, but turns out Killer was the mascot and his coworker was the fifth dude on the team. He didn't participate in the torturing and the beating up and all of that shit, but he was there and he did not stop it. So turns out, y'all, Killer ain't the killer. He was stalking them, but he was just drawing like all of his rage on the paper and he wasn't the one actually killing. Turns out the killer was his motherfucking co-worker. And he did earlier in the movie call himself a loser. Y'all, I did not see that coming. I was like, a twist. I was like, what? He also did not kill his mama. He actually didn't kill nobody. I've been calling him killer this whole time. He was not the killer. The killer was a coworker. And so before we find out for sure, the killer is a coworker. Like he talking to him about it. And then Amy, she goes over to the coworker's house like, yo. And I think just in her spirit, she like, I just don't feel like my dad did this. So she went over to talk to coworker like, I need you to tell me some stuff, tell me about my dad and all of this shit. So this is when she found out that coworker didn't stop them from like beating him up and how she found out about the comic book. So while she's there, like he hears somebody like making noise like upstairs and he's like, oh, it's my cat. You gotta go. So he put her out. But this little stealthy bitch sneaked the fuck back in because she thought the noises sounded suspicious. So she sneaked back in and come to find out he got their boss, malt shop owner, in the room, like tied up. He done beat him up. He got him tied up with extension cords and shit. So she tried to let him out. And then coworker come in. He about to kill this little bitch. And then the sheriff come. Because the sheriff really, really realizes that who I thought was the killer was using his drawings as a way to get out his frustrations. And he was stalking them and like drawing about it. But he didn't actually do anything. So he come in. They take the dude down. He gets to the precinct. And the dude pretty much confessed like, yo, I knew that Boyd, I guess we'll call him Boyd now. Boyd didn't have it in him to do the killing and, you know, it just wasn't him. He's like, but, you know, they have fucked with him so bad and I didn't do anything. I didn't stop it. And so he was like, you know, when I killed that first dude, it just, every time I kill somebody, he got more and more enraged and he just loved killing more. So he just kept on doing it. So coworker went to jail, Boyd got loose. And then, you know, the sheriff was like, why was you willing to go down for this? And he was like, you know, I never really knew my place in the world. So it just felt like it would be easier to be locked away. And so sheriff was like, if you don't know your place in the world, you're an idiot. And pretty much like, dog, you got a daughter. You out here bullshitting, you know, like for serious. So the next day he go over to his ex boo house. He like, bitch, where my daughter at? Girl, get your shit. We about to roll. So she left. And then she left with him. And he had, at some point earlier when, you know, they were still cool, she was saying as a basketball player, she hoped that she would always get a nickname. Because once you get a nickname, you know that you kind of like arrived. But you can't really get yourself a nickname. You got to earn it. So when she got in the car, he had made her a comic book. And it was like issue number one. And it was called The Savior. It was so cute, y'all. So then she made him go over to the Brit's house and apologize for, you know, being a dick. And they made up. And so then they just went home, man. It turned out to be a motherfucking happy ending at this, like, horror comedy movie. It was all, like, feels and shit, and it was good. So I actually really, really liked it. I would like to stick with my initial pre-Ninja Star rating of 4 Ninja Stars. Like, I would actually recommend this. Like, y'all should actually watch it. Some Guy Who Killed Me. It's on Amazon Prime. It was really, really good, and I enjoyed it. So if you also enjoy listening to me tell you about this story with a twist that I did not see coming, like, from the rip, I called this dude the killer. He ain't killed nobody. And he didn't kill his mama. They always kill the mama, but he didn't kill his mama. I'm surprised the coworker didn't kill his mama. But I guess he was real close to the vest, so he never talked about how terrible his mama was to him. But he didn't kill that bitch. But if you enjoyed listening to me tell you the story of this movie, and you want to listen to me tell another one, then stay tuned for the next episode. If you did not enjoy listening to me tell you the story of this movie, do not listen to the next episode and don't listen to none of the other ones. Like, just don't. Like, save yourself and me that aggravation. But if you did, check out next time. If you got some suggestions, you can send me an email at ghostninjaraccoon@gmail.com. I'm probably not going to take it, but, you know, you can send it anyway. You can also follow me on Instagram at Ghost Ninja Raccoon. Until then, enjoy yourselves, people, and, you know, live your best life, and you know, don't kill nobody. Bye.